Okay, I want to take the emotion out of this, though. It would seem like even though they may recommend one thing, we could be better and we could be safer. As I talked with an Ingham County official yesterday, they would recommend that that student would go home immediately and get the treatment. And if that student is found to have them and the parents are called, who's going to know?
I don't understand. I don't understand your question. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying.
Get sent home immediately.
Yeah. If a student is found to have this, and the parent is calling, look, your child has this. Could you come pick them up, get the treatment? You can even bring them back as soon as later on today or tomorrow. How is that harming the kid? Why can't our rules maybe be safer, be more efficient to take away to take away any doubt?
Well, I think there's two things. You know, you're using the word safer, and there's no health safety there's no health risk. The medical impact of lice is mainly a social stigmatism. There's no health risk. It's not going to cause any long-term damage. The greater issue is that it's going to cause emotional damage, and it does. I mean, people's perceptions, and I'm not sure who you talk to at the Department of Health, you know, but I'm sitting here looking at what they have online, the Michigan Department of Health, the Michigan Department of Education, which is a bigger deal than probably the Ingham County Community Health. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, when I look for pieces to, you know, there is no long-term medical issue. There is no health safety issue. You're looking at something that is an infestation, not an infection.
Yeah,
the same thing could be said as you could send somebody to school with pneumonia. It's a transmittable disease. You know, should we exclude them because they have a lingering piece of pneumonia? You could exclude kids for long periods of time, Tony, that, you know, on anything that probably posed greater health risks than lice.
Okay, well,
yeah, they do. You could look at a flu, you could look at, you know, people don't know that they carry those things, and those are infectious diseases.
Well,
those are things under the, you know, Center for Disease Control that they talk about, that they say, boy, these things can create epidemics.
As a parent, Brian, as a parent and a coach, I see how kids interact. And to tell kids not to touch, not to rub heads, I see the way they play on the playgrounds, I see the way they sit in the library. That's a tough thing. And if you've got all these parents complaining and just saying that, you know what, I've got this information from here and I've got this information from here saying this is what's recommended, sorry, parents, but what you're saying is emotional and doesn't carry the weight of these physicians, I wonder about that.
Okay, well, and I will say this. I have had, over the course of the fall, I've had four parents come in to talk to me about this. You know, and I have 385 students. We have had less than 10 reported cases of lice. And at that point, I feel like that what has been communicated to me is that we're making sure we are communicating to parents what the issues are. And it is something, Tony, that, you know, again, the shift of the responsibility. I've had as many parents come in and say, boy, this is our responsibility, not the schools. And you know, so I get to have the opportunity to talk to more people than, you know, than just, you know, the parents who come in who are unhappy. I respect the fact there are decisions that we make that are going to, people are going to like, people are not going to like. But I can ground this one in medicine. Mm-hmm. I can ground this one in a set, you know, I'm not grounding my decision in emotion. And again, I don't want to keep coming back to that, but it would be saying, you know, I don't like a kid who spits on somebody else. So I am going to suspend that kid for 10 days because I don't like that action. Now, another kid punches somebody, and I find that less offensive, and I suspend that kid for 3 days. Those are emotional decisions, neither one of them good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I come back and make a decision on what poses the greatest threat to others, what, you know, and looking at history and all those other things, then I make decisions based on fact, evidence, and fairness, and not on emotion.
All right, well,
taking
the emotion out of it, if I get a phone call saying someone in one of my kids' classes has head lice, I'm going to protect my family and me from having to go through all the hassles that that individual has. And I'm not saying that to not be compassionate about someone, but I read up on this. I know what has to be done with the shampoo and the cleaning and the going through the kid's head. I don't want my kids to have to go through that or other kids. So I'm going to pull my kid out of that class until the issue is taken care of, and then I'll allow them back in. Now, would I be penalized for that as long as my kid is keeping up with the schoolwork?
No, and they would have access to whatever they needed.
Okay. All right. Well, it's something that we can agree to disagree on, but I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about it. You know, I've had a lot of comments from folks about this on Facebook, and I was stopped yesterday. And
right.
Yeah, people are passionate about it, but I think people want to protect their kids from having to go through unnecessary procedures, and I think, you know, the thought is that, hey, you know, this could be taken care of in a quick manner. So I respect what you're saying. I respect the school's policy, but I got a family policy and a family to look after, and I imagine me and other families will handle it should it ever come up.
And I respect that, Tony, and trust me, the thing that we care about is the safety of all kids, and I know that you respect that, and you know, we want to make sure that the kids who are coming to our school understand and have an educated perspective on it, and you know, we try to make sure we educate the parents and we try to educate the kids on it and try to operate from a perspective of what is best practice as recommended by people who know a heck of a lot more than I do.
All right, I've learned more about head lice in the last 24 hours than I care to know, so hopefully I won't have to learn anymore. You know, Brian, it takes guts to come on and talk about things like this, but it's very interesting, and I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tony.